Watch, man appears to aim gun at Chicago news team during gun violence report on live TV. By Nick Gilbertson on May 26, 2022. A man appeared to point a handgun at a local news crew in Chicago on Wednesday while they were reporting live on air about rampant gun violence in Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. The disturbing incident occurred at approximately 7:00 a.m. at the intersection of West Clark Street and North Hubbard Street in River North, where the Fox 32 crew was reporting, the station said in an article. The team was covering gun violence in the Windy City on the station's program Good Day Chicago. Video from the segment shows the man walking in the camera's view behind reporter Joni Lum while aiming what looks to be a gun at the team, before skipping down the street and waving it around in the air. Right now, police are calling this man a person of interest, accused of aggravated assault with a firearm, Fox 32 said in its article. He remains on the loose, and anyone with information regarding his whereabouts or identity is urged to reach out to the Chicago Police Department, Fox 32 said. Thank you to the viewers who were watching Good Day Chicago and called or emailed to make sure our crew was okay, Fox 32 said. The incident comes as gun violence is rampant in Lightfoot City. On Wednesday alone, 9 individuals were shot in Chicago, with one being fatally shot, Fox 32 reported. Wednesday's numbers follow a bloody weekend in the Windy City where at least 28 people were shot, with one fatality, as Breitbart News noted. 21 of the shootings occurred between Friday and Sunday morning. During the previous weekend, 33 people were shot, including 5 who were killed. From January 1 through May 22, 219 people were murdered in Chicago, outpacing pre-pandemic figures by an alarming clip, the Chicago Police Department's crime statistics show. The number is a 26% increase in murders compared to the same period in 2019, and 13% higher than the same period in 2018. The 219 murders are also up 14% when juxtaposed with 2020's numbers, though is it slightly down from last year's pace, which saw 240 people murdered by May 22.